It has been a difficult week for the government of French President Jacques Chirac. Daily strikes by public sector employees have shut down different services across the country. The strikers are angry over plans to cut jobs, privatize, and allow workers to work longer than France's 35-hour work week. The government says such reforms are necessary if France is to increase growth and reduce unemployment, and that this time it is not backing down. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
In Paris, a protester sang against the government and crooned of the woes of being a civil servant as he and thousands of other marchers made their way through the center of the city. Some schools were closed and citizens were advised to avoid seeking medical care or attempting bureaucratic transactions yesterday as teachers, healthcare workers, and ordinary state employees took to the streets. On Wednesday, a rail strike disrupted commuter traffic across the country, but by yesterday, the trains were back in service to bring the strikers to their march. 33-year-old bio-researcher Marianne Velten says she is here to save France's public services.
Le service public qui permet de donner les mêmes chances à tout le monde.
Because of our public services, everybody has the same chances in life. Whether you're born into a rich family or a poor family, you can get the same education and the same quality health care. And that's what we want to preserve.
But French economist Michel Godet says that public sector demands are a drag on French competitiveness, and what its workers want to preserve has nothing to do with the public good.
They just want to save their own advantage, you know. In fact, the reality is they are well paid and retire before the others. On average, 57 years. And with higher pensions, but they want to keep their own big share of the cake.
Godet points out that France suffers higher unemployment than many of its European neighbors because it is unable to reform its public sector. Chirac's government is working to change that. Aside from reducing budgets and trimming staff, it plans to tighten the belt on France's lavish health care system and privatize parts of the postal service and the state-run electricity company. On their appointed strike day Tuesday, angry postal workers showed up at the home of former finance minister Nicolas Sarkozy with large sacks of undelivered mail. While much of France's public sector may be bloated, some of it is cutting edge and impressive. A transport and high-speed rail system, nuclear power facilities, and modern all-encompassing health care are the envy of many nations. For social economist Jacques Nikonoff, privatization of these services is the wrong way to go.
The reason why France is a good country is the public services. We don't want to give that to the market. The market cannot do that correctly. You can take, for example, the electricity in California. That's the main model for us. And you can take the transportation in UK.
State employees here say their wages have not kept up with the cost of living, but the government says it has no money hidden under the mattress to give them and will not back down. Even if this week's demonstrations were larger than expected, they are nothing compared to strikes of the mid-1990s that toppled another reform-minded French administration. Chirac's main concern this time is that discontent against his government will keep voters from supporting the European Constitution in the June referendum. Defeat would be a huge setback for European integration. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.